Broadcasting from the David Price IMAX Center Studios. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
We urge you to pay these prices and please pay no
more. You hear me talk about Primo Seats all the time, every day on the show. The place where you should get your tickets, Primo Seats. Sporting events, college or pro, concerts, does not matter. Primo Seats. The man behind the curtain is Sean Sullivan. If you ever dial the number because you have a question, Sean might be the guy on the other line. Sean, how you been, man?
I'm good. How are you, Bill?
I am good. Now, we invited Sean to a commitment, which is next Wednesday. Holiday season for him's a tough time, so probably not going to be able to make it, right?
Probably not, although I'm still trying, so we'll see. I would really like to be there. I think it's a cool event.
We're going to have a good time. Well, bowl season's starting. Tomorrow it's 5 bowls. Now, none of them are considered name bowls or name teams per se, but with 39 bowl games out there, Sean, many more opportunities for people to buy tickets.
Yeah, that's true. That's definitely true. There are a lot of tickets available for every bowl game.
I was going to ask you, because you mentioned last time when we were talking to you that ticket prices in general, bowl ticket prices in general, have gone down through the years, correct?
Yeah, to me it feels like that way. I mean, I think that when we start talking about the secondary market, I'm not really talking about actual attendance. I don't really know
right.
Those numbers, so I don't want to speak for any actual attendance. But for me, whenever there's a short window of time to sell tickets, it usually works in the consumer's favor because they're – think about a regular season big football game, right? You've got 40 weeks where people can buy those tickets leading up to the game. And then when you've got a bowl ticket, all those tickets have to sell in, how long have we known the bowl schedule now? I don't know, a couple weeks. So they all have to sell a whole lot faster than that. So usually there's a lot of tickets available that need to sell in a short amount of time. And clearly there's demand. Once teams are announced, people go crazy and are looking for tickets. But it's not quite the same as having that big lead time.
I had a guy call me a couple nights ago about Primo Seats. He was a friend, and he's got some friends on the Purdue team. So he wanted to know about Primo Seats. And he asked me, he said, should I go ahead and get my tickets now or should I wait to closer to the game? And I remember the conversation you and I have had numerous times, and the answer is you never know. It's hard to guess the market. I told him you can wait or you can go now, you can do whatever you want, but market moves the way the market's going to move, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I know I've told this story several times. I'm sure if we go back and read the recording, I've said the same story many times, but my own real life example. Well, I'll give you a better example than that. I went to a sporting event 2 weeks ago, and I went with a buddy of mine. We go up every year, and I bought tickets, and I bought them about a week in advance, and I paid three times more than I should have myself personally. So I mean, I don't ever know either. But on the flip side, I saw the seats I wanted. I liked the location, and I think really what you got to do is once you decide to buy them and you're all right with the price, buy the daggone tickets and don't go back and look at it over and over again and drive yourself crazy whether they go up or down.
It's a good point.
When you look at the Purdue-Auburn game, though, I mean, I don't know why you'd wait. They're not expensive now.
Right. That's what I told him. I said they're going to be tickets either way for that one, but just the answer about waiting or – And really, I mean, now in your case, you talked about three times what you paid for it. But in a lot of cases, particularly if it's not a huge bowl game, the difference in the price isn't going to be all that much, is it?
No, and I was talking about going in my buddy's right. He's just made like that. He wanted to look and see, man, did I mess up or did I make a good decision or what kind of deal could I got? He's looking 5 minutes before the game. I mean, let's be honest. Who wants to deal with that? Who wants to be waiting on the ticket transfer to come in and miss the kickoff? And some things just aren't worth it. I would have rather not paid three times more. I'll be honest with you, but in that particular case. But again, I would have just assumed not ever gone back and ever looked at the prices again and just commit to it and be done with it.
I would think that Alabama-Oklahoma game's pretty hot ticket down there in Miami.
Yeah, I'm going to pull that one up here now. Yes, of course. I mean, you know, whenever you start talking about the big bowls, the prices are still pretty good. So, you know, that one and the Cotton Bowl are both, you know, pretty expensive tickets. And then there just aren't that many tickets available for those games for whatever reason. I'm not positive if they haven't come online yet, like if more are coming or exactly why that is, to be 100% honest.
Give us a couple of typical prices for those games. Just average prices. Yeah.
Let me find it here. All right. So Alabama, Oklahoma. Actually, I take that back. I apologize, Bill. I was looking at the number of parking passes for those games, not the tickets. There are plenty of tickets available for both of them. All right. So Alabama, Oklahoma. Get in the door price, meaning the cheaper seat is $150. And the Cotton Bowl, we are looking at $162 is what I'm showing.
That's low end.
Price. That's low end. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you can spend a whole lot more than that if you want to.
That's going to get you up real high somewhere next to a pole or something, right? Probably.
I mean, there's a lot of tickets available in that $160 to $175 range. I think you can, you know, they're not the worst seats in the world. 10 rows up in the upper deck. I see some seats here for $174. And, you know, if you look at, I'm just looking to see if anybody, sometimes people list what the, I think it looks to me, this is a guess. Don't quote me on this. This is a guess. But I think the face value might be $127.50. And if that's right, then you're not paying that much more over face value.
Right. I had a buddy whose brother lives down in the Atlanta area. Long story short, they were going to go to the Georgia Tech game. And they Uber in, and they are dealing with scalpers outside. And they end up getting tickets, three tickets for, he said, like $120 each or something. Which seems high. But anyways, they get to the gate, Sean, and those tickets are rejected. They're counterfeit. And so yeah. I told him, I said, you should have called Primo Seats. But how often do you hear that just from people who deal with scalpers?
Well, I want to be honest because I don't want to sell my business in spite of those guys. Most of those guys run a pretty legitimate and good business, I would say. But you just never know who you're dealing with, I guess, on the, you know, you just never know. You just want to be careful who you're dealing with in all aspects, right? I mean, the one thing that I'll say that is dangerous today in that environment is just for anybody is that a ticket can be converted. Sometimes a hard ticket can be converted to a mobile ticket. And what that means is I could have tickets and go sell them on the street, but I've already, I mean, I would never do this. I'm not saying me. But, I mean, you could also, you know, and I'm also not saying anybody. I'm just saying you got to be careful, right? Even sometimes, tickets, it's easy to sell tickets multiple times in today's environment. But most people would never do that. I mean, a professional person is not looking to – that's certainly not the way our business works. So, we don't have that happen. So,
right. Primo Seats for all your ticket needs, all the bowl games, college basketball, the NFL going on right now, NHL, NBA, concerts. Had a guy who's coming in for commitments going to a Blake Shelton concert, got his tickets at Primo Seats. So remember, whether it's sports or not, look there first. Use the name Bill Is King. That I first you off. Appreciate you very much, and Merry Christmas to you. Hope we get to see you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you as well. Thanks again. I appreciate all the support, and you know, we love our relationship with Bill King, and really really hope the audience out there will think of us for all their ticket needs, not just those hard to come by events like we talked about. I mean, again, remember the you know, look for us every time. Sometimes that price will be what you're looking for, and sometimes it's not. But give us a shot, please.
Good stuff there, Sean. Be good, bud.
Thanks. You too.
There he is, Sean Sullivan, Primo Seats. Tyler McComas at the bottom of the hour. We'll go out to Norman, Oklahoma, kick it around with him a little bit. In case you haven't heard, it's Boomer Sooner Crimson against Death Star Crimson in one semifinal. Those prices aren't all that high. The ones that he threw out, not bad at all. Jeff says, Bill, the Butch Jones 30 for 30 is definitely my favorite of all the ESPC 30 for 30s. Ross says, ask about the Orange Bowl ticket market. Ross, did you hear that? We touched on it. He said a low-end ticket. I think he said about 162. Or no. Orange Bowl, sorry. Sorry, that Death Star and Boomer Sooner, sorry. 150-ish is what he said. Cotton Bowl 162 was a low end. Now, again, that's low end. But that, for a game of that magnitude, that's not bad at all. And the other thing he mentioned, they have parking tickets and all that there for you, meaning get you your parking, because parking at a lot of these events. Now, they're in Miami at Miami Gardens. Parking isn't that bad. Now, there's cars everywhere. I don't mean that. I'm just saying the parking is convenient. It's reasonable. It is. Now, the only thing about Miami Gardens is there's a dreaded toll booth right outside of that place. But you got to go in and out of to get in there. Yeah, it's strategically placed right there, so they hit you a couple times. We don't play that crap down here now. Many other places they play that crap, but we don't. There's also a toll booth. Now, there's we were talking to Jeff the other day in Chicago. There's one every 10 feet in Chicago. But in Florida, up in the north end, around the Panhandle, there's a toll booth right outside of Eglin, the airport right there in Fort Walton. Right as you're coming across, and I've gone through that thing probably 200 times. I've put plenty of money into the Florida economy through that toll booth. There's also a liquor store right over in that area somewhere, right across the street. It's one of those drive-through liquor stores. Forgot the name of it. Anyways, Woody Woodenhofer worked there at that toll booth. Remember that? We've gone through this on the show, but that's true. That is not show fiction. That is real. Woody Woodenhofer worked in that toll booth. His wife, at least then, I don't know about now, worked as a stewardess. So they were living down there. Actually met her here, but they ended up down there. And I think they moved to Dallas. I think he's in Dallas now. Jeff 2 says, Bill, bold expansionists should rethink their wishes when wanting playoffs to be moved to 8. He says, in this scenario, I'd see 4 less bowls because I can't see the losers of these playoffs going to a bowl 2 weeks after the first round playoff loss as a consolation prize. Oh, the I'd say the expansion of the playoffs has a louder drumbeat right now than at any point since they expanded from BCS to 4 and went to the committee method. There's more right now. And this is media-driven now. This is, and a lot of you fans agree with that. I understand. I definitely don't, but many of you do. But this is media-driven. The media, the mainstream college football media, is pro-expansion. I'd say 80-plus, maybe 90% of them. I'm in the 10% or less group. They are pushing this. They're doing it on shows. They've got the drum beat very, very loud right now. And they're going to get what they want. I don't know what year it'll be. It'll be before the 12-year contract is up. Might be in the next 3-4 years. They'll get it. If they really want to piss me off, if they really want to get me, come up with that idiotic rule that says the 5 league champions go and then 3 at large. Do something that stupid just to set me off. If they really want to get up under my skin, that's one way to do it. Let's get the break here. Bottom of the hour, Tyler McComas, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Beating women and doing blow is what we do at Ohio.
Since 1976, Angelo's Picnic Pete's, an Italian restaurant, has continued the tradition of the La Mattina family of real Italians making real pizza and dishes with their own secret and successful recipes passed from generation to generation. Angelo's Picnic Pete's, an Italian restaurant at 2713 Murfreesboro Road in Antioch, has long been the go-to place in Nashville for authentic Brooklyn-style pizza, even up to selling pizza by the slice. In fact, the La Mattina family received a proclamation from Metro Government for dedication to service, length of time open for a family-owned business, and great selection of authentic Italian food. But it's more than just great pizzas at Angelo's, with amazing pasta dishes, calzones, strombolis, and sandwiches. Plus daily specials and a buffet Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2 and Sunday 4:30 to 8:30. Catering also available. Visit angelospicnicpizza.com to learn more and print off special coupons, or just give Nick and the crew a call. 615-399-0100. That's Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant in Antioch, for the real deal Italian.
Dashing down the street with candles all aflame, by car, by horse, by feet, hooray for holiday games. Very small and bright, a scratchable delight, what fun it is to play and give holiday games tonight. Holiday games, holiday games, holiday instant games, oh what fun they are to play throughout the holidays.
Give the gift of holiday instant games only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
The big guy's not gonna like these.
Why not? They're slim, light, and easy to add on to gifts. He'll be over his sled when he sees them.
I don't know, Reggie. There's more to the Tennessee Lottery holiday instant games than you think. We're giving away real chances to win. And guess who has to deliver all that loot?
I don't know. The lottery?
Oh, good point.
This winter, get to work on our newest bundle of holiday instant games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, elf-approved fun. Please play responsibly.
Okay, let's say your business does $5,000, $20,000, $100,000 or more in monthly revenue. There are probably times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Right. If you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Cash Advance Line right now. We're not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you, good credit or bad credit. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000. You can use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money and you don't want to deal with a bank, call now. Learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as 2 to 3 days.
Call now. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. That's 800-452-4846.
Need to know anything about college football? Consult with the Encyclopedia Bill Tanaka every morning.
Well, the snake comes up to a railroad track. He wants to cross it. So he looks to his left. He looks to his right. There's no train coming. And up over the first track he goes. He's ready to go across the second one. He looks to his left. Looks to his right. No train coming. Off he goes. Son of a gun. Here comes a train. Cuts a piece of his tail off. So now he's on the other side of the track there. And he sees his tail there. And he says, I got to go back and get my tail. So he gets ready to go back across. So he looks to his left, looks to his right. No train coming. Off he goes. Sure as heck, here comes a train, cuts his head off. What's the moral of the story? Don't lose your head over a little piece of tail.
KKL points out that it's a pretty good travel forecast for Commitmas. Let me pull this up. On Tuesday, when most of you, at least you out-of-towners, it's going to be 52 and partly cloudy. On Commitmas Day, almost 60. It's got 58 and mostly sunny on Wednesday. Now, if you stay Thursday, they're calling for showers. But that's up to you. That's your travel plans. Love having you there. I'm going to get in on Tuesday afternoon sometime, five-ish or so. I'm not sure, but somewhere in there. I'll be checking in, and we'll hang out a little bit. Come on by and see us, or we'll do whatever. But Jeff in Chicago has all the plans for whatever they're going to do that night, going from bar to bar. We might need a GoFundMe for bail money. Rob in the 210 says, come on, Bill. 18 playoff is easy. Take the SEC champ and the runner-up. Big 12 champ. Pac-12 champ. Big 10 champ. ACC champ. Then take the SEC number 3 and the SEC number 4, and you got an 18 playoff. That would be funny. What are we going to do when they do expand it, and it's more SEC teams, in essence? How are we going to rig it? Then we're going to have to put some kind of provision in there that limits the SEC. It's the only way around this. Expanding the playoffs. Does it make it better for a UCF? See, the problem is, once they get to the expanded playoff, is UCF even going to be good enough to be in there? UCF's not going to sustain this. It's been a hell of a run. I'm very when I watch UCF, I'm energized, man. I love watching them. It's a fun team. It's a good team. Beat Auburn in a bowl game. But what are the chances that they sustain to where once it is expanded to make it more, quote, air quotes here, fair, that they're even going to be a thing? That's the question. And the odds are probably not. Uncle Mike says, Bill, 18 playoff means now we get to argue about the ninth ranked team. Yippee. Correct. Such a turnoff, man. Now we're going to have shows the day they expand and then the day they select their first eight. We're going to have a show discussing what happened to the freaking number 9 team? And why the hell did they not get in? And this is an outrage beyond all outrages. We may have to have congressional meetings over this. That is true, Uncle Mike. You absolutely nailed it. It also puts in perspective how absurd it is to have a conversation on Selection Sunday for basketball about 64 versus 65, or why these other teams, of course now it's 68, but I'm talking about when it was 64, and we'd argue about why 65 got left out. And then those Dayton play-in games, those Tuesday night, Wednesday night Dayton play-in games, whatever. Why did number 69 not get number 68? How did number 70 get left out? Look at that resume. Oh, my God. What happened here? That makes that conversation even more absurd, right? It does to me. Rob in the 210. Hell yeah. The 9th and 10th teams will want a 12 or 16 team playoff. Oh, the conversation. Folks, the conversation once we went to 4 will always eternally be add more. That's forever. I knew it. And we're stuck with it. There is going to be a forever conversation about expansion. Eight won't hold as being good enough for long. And we will wreck the regular season. We're on our way anyways, but we will totally wreck it. I hope that I'm just doubled over laughing as all this happens. I will get comedy out of this. I promise you I will. We'll get material. We'll get content out of this. We're about to take the one regular season that feels like every day matters and make it like every other boring regular season in sports, which basically is every other regular season in sports, right? We're flirting with this. We're not there yet, but we're flirting with it. Round man. Bill, it never ends. When they went to a play-in game schedule in the NCAA tournament for the 65th and 66th best teams, it was the beginning of the end. Gator Ron and his son Paul will be there at Commitmas. Ron, we're going to feed you breakfast too, my friend. Surprise guests from Huntsville will also show up. We'll be staying at the Omni. Good stuff there, Ron. Look forward to seeing you again, my friend, and your son. Ron is a retired NASA rocket scientist working out of Huntsville. Now lives over in Tennessee, but that is... I don't know if we need to call him Gator Ron anymore. What about Rocket Scientist Ron? Because that would not be a slippage of words. It'd be accurate. Ron walks in a room, he's probably the smartest guy in the room. He doesn't even have to show his ACT. Bottom of the hour, Tyler McComas is here. We'll talk some Crimson on Crimson. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
One of the first things we tell our players is keep in touch with their families. And when our freshmen first arrive, we ask them to write a postcard home right then. You know, we keep them pretty busy, but they always have time to pick up the phone and call. And it's real important to keep in touch. Have you called your mama today? I sure wish I could call mine.
Reach out and touch someone.
The I-24, I-40 Eastern split is slow in every direction thanks to two nearby wrecks, one with injuries on I-24 West at the 440 Parkway, the other on I-40 West at Fessler's. Traffic is recovering from a cleared crash at Vietnam Vets. Watch for wrecks on Highway 100 near Natchez Trace, on Alabama Avenue at 46th, and on I-65 at Old Hickory Boulevard. See some of the prettiest digs in Music City fully lit aboard the Redneck Bus Christmas Light Tour. Find your tickets at redneckbus.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders ready in as little as 2 hours to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
I can't believe it.
That we're playing 4-on-4 basketball with a barbershop quartet?
Pass the ball, pass the rock, we're away.
open. Just pass the ball.
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Showers across Music City this morning, a high of 58. Showers this evening, low 50. Showers continuing on Saturday, a high of 54. More showers Saturday night. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network. On Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Alvin Washington.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
You're listening to The Bill King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter about college football.
Appreciate you, Slava. Tyler McComas is with us out there in Norman, Oklahoma. And Tyler, various things I want to talk about, but you probably have a better pulse reading about what everybody's saying about Oklahoma in this matchup with the Death Star. Is anybody giving the Sooners much of a crack at this thing?
Well, I think a lot of that depends on if Marquise Hollywood Brown is able to play or not for OU. And I think that you're very familiar with him. And I think people around the country have become very familiar with Marquise Brown in the past couple of years. I mean, he's without question the most dynamic wide receiver that they have. And he may be the most dynamic wide receiver in all of college football. Not a big guy by any stretch. He's small. But he's super speedy, super explosive. I mean, when they want to go deep and they want to take a shot at a big play, Marquise Brown is their guy. And all the people that watched that West Virginia game the Friday after Thanksgiving, they remember what kind of factor Marquise Brown is. I mean, he's got the talent. He's got the bloodline. He's the cousin of Brown that played for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So he's big time. Lincoln Riley said earlier this week that it's not a definite no that he will play, but it also isn't a definite yes, so not too much to go on. But Lincoln Riley did say that his injury, whether it's a foot or an ankle, didn't need surgery. I think he's going to play. I think Marquise Brown's going to play. Will he be 100%? I don't know. I think we still need more time to kind of see if that's going to be the case or not. I don't think OU knows that answer right now. I think he'll play, and if he does, then regardless of how many points they give up defensively, and Bill, they're going to give up points defensively. You, me, and everybody else knows that. But you can say this about this game. OU will take Alabama out of its comfort zone. That doesn't mean that Alabama's not equipped to win a game 49-42, but Alabama will have to win this game unlike any other that they played this season.
They haven't played anybody remotely close to Kyler Murray at quarterback that I can think of. Now, they've got one on their own roster when he's healthy, but you can't duplicate what Kyler Murray does.
No, you can't. I mean, Jalen Hurts has got dual threat ability, but Jalen Hurts doesn't have the arm talent that Kyler Murray does. So, yeah, I mean, and how do you prepare for that guy? Well, if there's been a kryptonite, and you call him the Death Star, if there's been a kryptonite to Nick Saban and the Death Star, it's been this. It's been dual threat quarterbacks that can make plays with both his feet and his arm. And that's been the kryptonite of everybody. It's not just Alabama, but that's the one thing that Bama has struggled with. So the one thing that Alabama has had trouble stopping in the past, whether it's Cam Newton, whether it's Johnny Manziel, I know Chad Kelly wasn't the fleetest of foot, but he had nice arm talent too. He beat him a couple times. So this is the blueprint. OU offensively is the blueprint of what is giving Alabama problems. So if the OU defense can just step up, make a few stops, get a couple turnovers, then we may be looking at a very, very interesting football game come 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
This will be two of the best offensive lines in America. Boomer Sooner offensive line has been outstanding. Alabama's offensive line seems like forever has been outstanding. So anybody who likes the beauty of offensive lines, and Tyler, that's probably not a big chunk of people out there. I'm one of them. I love the harmony of a good offensive line. That's another treat in this ballgame.
There was a couple guys on ESPN that were talking earlier this week. One of them was Emmanuel Acho. I forgot who the other one was. But they were arguing that, well, Jake Fromm threw for, what, he threw for 300 yards and a couple touchdowns on Alabama. What's Kyler Murray going to do? And the conversation goes to, well, come on, though. Oklahoma doesn't have the running game that Georgia does. Well, that's completely false, okay? I mean, look at what happened last year in the Rose Bowl. Oklahoma ran the football just fine against Georgia, and they've ran the football great this year. Yeah, they don't have Rodney Anderson. He got beat up and had a season-ending injury earlier in the season, but Kennedy Brooks is extremely capable. Trey Sermon's played a lot of football for them, extremely capable. You're right. I think Oklahoma and Alabama are the two best offensive lines in the country, and they're going to play in the Orange Bowl. OU took five games to kind of find itself. They didn't have a lot of continuity. They were throwing in starters at center. They were just trying to find themselves a little bit. And once they took off, man, did they ever take off. And I think that that's what a lot of people nationally don't realize about OU. They see great quarterback play. They see great running backs. They see great wide receivers. But not a lot of people realize that in the last 4 years, they've had elite offensive lines. And not only is this year not any different, Bill, I think this is the best offensive line that they've had since maybe 2008 in the last decade.
By the way, is Austin Kendall, because somebody sent me some correspondence, is he gone or what's the word there?
Well, okay, well, that's fascinating in itself. Now, you would think that right now, I mean, you would think he'd be crazy to leave. Why would you leave? He's been there the longest out of all the quarterbacks.
Right.
He's probably the favorite to get the starting job. Look what the last two guys have done, yada, yada, yada. Whatever. But there's rumors that him and Lincoln Riley may not see eye to eye. So that's interesting. So I have kind of heard that. There's been rumors up in the air that maybe he won't be on the football team next season, which I guess I'll have to see that to believe it, just because I guess that I trust the kid to say, geez, look at the opportunity that I have in front of me. It is not like they have a ton of scholarship quarterbacks on the roster. Kyler Murray's gone at the end of this year. You've got Tanner Mordecai, and you've got an incoming freshman that he's got to beat out. That's it. I mean, you would think that you like your chances there, but if he feels like he's not going to win that job or he just wants to go somewhere else, I mean, power to him. But, geez, he's not going to have a better opportunity in college football next year to be a starter and to put up big numbers. I can guarantee you that.
But that's out there, right? Okay, so I just want to make sure. Yeah. Wow. More and getting off track a little bit, but that's okay. I like looking out into the distance a little bit regardless. Mordecai or the Rattler kid? The Rattler kid's not a midtermer, I'm told. So that's going to put him back a little bit. What are the options there between those two? Is Mordecai simply the favorite because he's there if indeed Kendall's not there?
I mean, it's his job. If Austin Kendall's gone and Kyler Murray, I mean, he's going to be gone, okay? So, I mean, Tanner Mordecai would be your lone scholarship guy going to the spring. I mean, he's your guy. And you're right, Spencer Rattler is not going to come in until the summer. So you're kind of moving forward with Mordecai. And I don't think that that's necessarily a bad thing. I mean, he's not Baker Mayfield or Kyler Murray. Geez, who is? But Lincoln Riley likes him. He's got good arm talent. He's a guy that can play in their offense, not super mobile, but still athletic enough to make plays. I mean, I think if that happens, I think if Austin Kendall does indeed transfer, now I don't know if it would be Jalen Hurts, but I would think that they would be on the market for a grad transfer, a quarterback. Maybe there's one out there that they like, maybe not, but I think that you'd at least want another scholarship quarterback on your roster heading into spring ball.
I know this is not an original thought, but it bears repeating. How many years of football would you have to play to have two quarterbacks transfer in and in back-to-back years win Heisman trophies? 1,000? You could play forever and not have that happen.
I'd say more than 1,000, yeah. More than 1,000. I mean, it's something that is so unprecedented and never seen before again. And we had the conversation yesterday on our show is, you know, you can sell that on the recruiting trail, clearly.
Oh.
Hey, you want to be a quarterback? Well, look what we've done with the last two quarterbacks. You can come out of high school and be there. But we were just talking about grad transfers. I mean, how is that for a recruiting pitch to a Jalen Hurts or somebody else? Jalen Hurts, you've done a lot of nice things. You won a lot of big games at Alabama. What a heck of an SEC championship game against Georgia that you've had. But, hey, look what we've done with our last two transfer quarterbacks. So I don't think it just works with the high school kids. I think it works with whatever situation that you're in. I mean, God, there's no program out there that can make the recruiting pitches to quarterbacks that Oklahoma can right now.
Speaking of that, and Tyler McComas with it's out there in Norman. Is there anything going on with Khalil Tate? Could that be a possibility?
Yeah. Okay, so that's a name that has been thrown around as well, and I've looked into that. Apparently, I mean, no more than a week ago, he did have a conversation with Kevin Sumlin, and he did not express his desire to transfer when they met face-to-face. Now, clearly, college kids, that can change. One phone call can change everything. But there were some rumors out of Arizona, yes, you're right, that Khalil Tate possibly wanted to transfer, but maybe this sit-down with Kevin Sumlin changed his mind. I don't know. That's still a little bit of a fuzzy situation out there. But, I mean, guy, if he's a guy that wants to leave, again, it's the same thing. Khalil Tate, you had an unbelievable year 2 years ago, and you are very versatile running the football. We can take advantage of those strengths. Look what we did with Kyler Murray this year. That's the best thing about Lincoln Riley as an offensive mind. I mean, he's got great play calling, but he puts his quarterbacks in the best situations to succeed. And I have no doubt if Khalil Tate came from Tucson to Norman that Lincoln Riley would put him in much better situations to succeed than he had this year. I mean, I was shocked. I was shocked that Khalil Tate wasn't a factor at all running the ball this year. And I don't know if that was injury-related. I don't know if that was Kevin Sumlin related, but Khalil Tate's got to kind of look at the situation right now and saying, what's best for me right now in getting to the league? Is it to stay in Arizona? Because clearly he had a big time of a setback here.
Appreciate your work there, Tyler.
Absolutely. Anytime, Bill.
There he is, Tyler McComas. Does an outstanding job. Not many giving that Crimson a lot of hope against the Death Star Crimson. We'll get back to more of your tweets at Billis King and, of course, next hour, Brad Powers. Use the hashtag AskBP. If you want to go ahead and stack up your questions, do it. We'll get them all in there. Hashtag AskBP. I think there are 5 bowl games tomorrow. Bean, count that for me, everybody. Let me know if I'm wrong there. Get the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
What if I told you there was a coach at Oklahoma State that was extremely proud of his gender and age?
I'm a man. I'm 40.
What if I told you his hair inspired the movie Joe Dirt? What if I told you that he's so cool he doesn't need social media? ESPC 30 for 30 presents Gundy, the man, the myth, the mullet.
Traffic is recovering from wrecks on I-65 south at Vietnam Vets and on I-65 north at Old Hickory Boulevard. I-24 west slow through Cheatham thanks to a crash at New Hope Road. Still clearing a wreck with injuries on I-24 west at the 440 Parkway. The U.S. Air Force has more than 200 career options. Log on to airforce.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-643-6931 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-643-6931 to take your call now. Call 1-800-643-6931. That's 1-800-643-6931. Again, 1-800-643-6931.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert. Tennessee Titans still fighting for a playoff spot. They're on the road to the New York Giants on Sunday. The Titans plus 125, moneyline underdogs. That means a $100 bet, and a Titans upset pays out at 225 with a ticket window. The Giants favored by 2.5. They are 1-4-1 against the spread in their last six home games, and they have lost 10 of their last 14 games at home. The total, 43.5. College football tomorrow. It's Appalachian State and Middle Tennessee State in the New Orleans Bowl. The Mountaineers are favored by 7 points. The Blue Raiders plus 230 on the money line. I'm Mike Sutter, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Against all better judgment, Nashville Sports Radio presents Redneck Nation Radio. Captain Crazy Charlie and the Renegades of Puck Talk Nashville Predators Hockey. Every game day at 5 a.m. Check them out online at RedneckNation.com or on Twitter at Redneck Nation. That's Redneck Nation Radio. Every game day morning at 5. Right here on the station for Hockey Trench Warfare, Nashville Sports Radio. If there's a drama stream anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show is there to break it down.
Hell, he beat Saban. Freeze can coach. He might cheat and call the hookers, but he can coach football.
Gator Mike says he'll be there. Yeah, Mike's our spot all the time. Gator Mike, you folks need to meet him. You'll like Gator Mike. He's starting up his own hotel. It's a brand new one over by Vanderbilt. It's a Hyatt. He's been involved in the hotel business like Music City Todd for a while. Good friend there, Gator Mike. If you are an Alabama fan and you hear Kevin Hagan on this show, Kevin Hagan will be there for commitments. He's getting in late Tuesday, later in the afternoon Tuesday, and then he'll be there during the show on Wednesday from 6 until 11. So you Alabama fans in the area, or you want to drive in from wherever you're at, want to get to meet Kevin, talk to him, that's a good time to do it. Kevin Hagan will be there. Ole Miss Evie will be there if you're a Rebel fan. Or you just enjoy Evie on the show, her angelic tones. She'll be there. Karen Aquilargo. If you like being trolled by Karen on Twitter, which many of you probably already have been, she'll be there. You'll get to meet her. Got a good group coming in. Lots of good folks coming in. Coach Marshall's going to come by. I assume we're going to get to see our good friend Soul Street Coffee. Jeff 2, Alpha Bean Counter. A lot of good folks coming in. Rob in the 210. Hey, Bill, ask Tyler if he thinks Jalen or Khalil can win the Heisman at OU. If they go there, they can. Khalil Tate with Lincoln Riley? How about that? Jeff Stevens, who's a big Sooner, says, outstanding insight as usual from Tyler with the voice of college football, Bill King. That guy moves up on my list after saying that. Vince says, hey, Bill, whatever happened to Senior Smoke? Senior Smoke, 2 years ago, and I don't know if this is the reason, okay? Michigan State's having that awful 3-9 season. Remember that year? Michigan State went 3-9. Notre Dame went 4-8. Oregon went 4-8, I believe. It was a really weird year. Anyways, we lost Senior Smoke, at least as a participant on the show, somewhere back then. And I like Senior Smoke. He was always fantastic. But he's got his own life to live. He's got to do what he's got to do. I don't know if something's happened with his schedule that keeps him busy or if he's receded from the social media world. I don't know. But we do miss Senior Smoke. The point would be he is sorely missed on the show. Always enjoyed him, man. Oh, for you Buckeyes, our man Vaughn Broadnax will be there. He's coming down from, I believe he lives in Indianapolis, but he's coming down. Played in the early 80s for the Buckeyes, was a prominent player, was a big, big back. He mainly blocked for Keith Byers at Ohio State. Vaughn Broadnax. Is that not an awesome football name, Buckeye name? Vaughn Broadnax. That sounds like somebody who on the football field hits you and you go flying towards another planet. That's what that sounds like. Were you around when he was telling us the story? It was a couple of years ago. Growing up, I believe it was his older brother. Now, Vaughn was a blocking back who probably played at about 235, 240, right in there. His older brother in high school, if I remember the story correctly, Vaughn's older brother in high school was 6'7", 405. I'm not embellishing the numbers. Imagine that being your older brother. 6'7", 405. Vaughn was a big bad boy himself now. Just saying. Brad's coming up in hour number three. Go ahead and get your questions for Brad. If it's any of those bowl games that start tomorrow, not a lot of big names in there, but hey, if you're a gambler, you don't really care, right? Doesn't really matter to you. Hashtag AskBP. Hashtag AskBP. And we'll get your question for Brad in hour number three. Yeah, the commitments thing is going to be a lot of fun. It's year one. I have purposely not done a lot of planning mentally for the show. I think this event is more about, now we'll be keeping up with what's happening during the day while we're on the air, obviously. Announcements, rankings, what might have happened here, what might have changed there, etc. But this is more of a get-together celebrating you, the audience. To me, that's what commitments is. It does coincide with the signing period. There's obviously a day we're doing this on, which is the first day of the 72-hour window. But I want it to be a celebration of you folks, the audience. It's about our appreciation for you. That's what I want this to be. Now, how that will work, we'll just figure it out once we get in there. Radio comes easy for us. It's easy for us. So that's not a problem. But having you all there, interacting, having you on the air, discussing whatever we might discuss, whether it's your team, how they're recruiting, your team's bowl game, or something where we get off topic, that's fine. It's a celebratory day. It's a fun day. That's what I want this to be. Jeff in Chicago will be there. He is, among other things, heading up the Tuesday night festivities for everybody. That'll involve going bar to bar. That's all I can tell you. Other than that, I don't know any of the other plans. Just remember now, kind of like when you're in camp for football in August, we will have somebody knocking at your door before the show to get you up. The strength and conditioning coach is going door to door at about 5:30. So if you drank until like 4, that ain't going to feel good. Oh, very funny. Jeff 2 says, Bill, going back to your Primo Seats segment, Hard Rock Stadium's largest attendance was that 2013 BCS title game, which was Alabama-Notre Dame. The attendance was 80,120. After the 2014 season, the stadium did a major transformation, now only holds 64,767, 16,000 less seats. I didn't realize that. Because the last time we were there, the last time I have been to, and I don't even think it was called Hard Rock back then. They've changed the corporate name on it many times. There for a while, it was Joe Robbie. But when we were there back for the Alabama-Notre Dame game, as you mentioned, they had not done that renovation. I didn't realize that. I did not know that. Not at all. Anyways, Brownman says, I'm bringing Herschel Walker with me to commitments. If you do, that'll be the best college player I've ever seen in my life. I've maintained that for decades now. Best college football player I have ever seen, Herschel Walker. Oh, you Herschel Walker. Brad Powers, Hour 3, Omni Nashville Hotel.
We beat your asses, boy. I'll let you, Bill. You boys are so lame, man. We beat your asses, boy. I'll let you, Bill. You boys are so lame, man. Woo!